Many cities around Washington state make it a crime to do things that we all do, but that homeless people have to do in public. Things like sitting down, sleeping, going to the bathroom, asking for help. No city has more laws against the typical activities of the homeless than Auburn in South King County. You might think that would drive the homeless away, but Auburn's homeless population appears to be rising rapidly. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Jamie Evans and his friend Chico are hanging out next to a veterans memorial in an Auburn city park. They're having a smoke after eating a free lunch that church volunteers provide in the park.
This is my buddy here. We go way back.
Evans says he's been homeless for a decade. He's struggled with meth addiction and mental illness. That's not unusual for the chronically homeless. They often struggle just to survive, let alone deal with the problems that may have landed them on the street or in the woods. Auburn police reports show that Evans can be delusional and threatening. Lately, he's been staying in his truck.
You know, it's out of the wet and, you know, out of the cold. I got plenty of blankets there and pills and stuff.
He keeps his truck in Pacific. That's a town just west of Auburn.
The cops really don't mess with people out there, you know, in Pacific. They'll let you be homeless out there, but out in Auburn, they don't like people camping up in parks and whatnot.
Auburn prohibits or restricts 13 kinds of behavior that homeless people often engage in. Evans has a long record of arrests in Auburn for petty crimes, including some that wouldn't be crimes elsewhere.
Can you panhandle in Auburn?
No, it's against the law. They call it aggressive begging. Then the cops chase you off. You go to jail.
Other cities like Spokane and Puyallup have nearly as many laws restricting what homeless people can do. A study from Seattle University calls it a statewide war on the visibly poor.
You can't go to a park and just sleep out. You're not doing nothing wrong with nobody. You're trying to survive. You're trying to live in the woods. What the f*** is wrong with us?
Rising numbers of people in Auburn and King County as a whole find themselves trying to survive in the woods or on the streets.
We've seen a lot more people who need the services of the food bank.
Debbie Christian runs the Auburn Food Bank. She says it serves more than twice as many poor and homeless people as it did when she started a decade ago.
A lot more of our youth become homeless, our 19 to 25-year-olds.
According to an overnight count done in January, Auburn's homeless population shot up by a third last year. Christian says she's surprised to hear that Auburn's laws are unusually tough on homelessness.
I don't see Auburn as not being inclusive. We've always been a big-hearted community.
Even so, she says many people living in cars or tents are afraid of getting booted by Auburn police, so they hide, especially during the annual one-night count of the homeless. She estimates that count misses as many homeless people as it counts.
They are afraid that if there's any police on the count night, that they are going to come back the next few days and roust them out and clean out their encampments.
Homelessness is not illegal.
Bill Pearson is Auburn's assistant police chief.
Our approach is, even though you may be in that situation, we still require that you follow the rules and the laws of the city.
Pearson says police move the homeless along if they're blocking a sidewalk or spending the night in a park or on someone's property without permission. Auburn's homeless often complain of their makeshift camps disappearing while they're out for the day. They blame the police. But Pearson says police give warnings before evicting someone from their camp or their car.
What we try to do is go out and intervene and find these folks and get them where they need to go. And hopefully they just take some services and find a way to get themselves in a shelter at night.
In Auburn, getting folks where they need to go often means getting them to leave town, at least for the night. That's because Auburn has no homeless shelters, except on nights below freezing when an emergency shelter opens up. Most nights, there's no place to be legally homeless in Auburn, even in your own car.
That's another Auburn regulation. You can't live in your car.
Don Gallagher is a volunteer with Auburn's Lifeway Church. He helps provide lunch in the park and sometimes donations of clothing and camping goods to homeless people.
There isn't much infrastructure to help people, but there seems to be a lot more energy involved in not helping them and trying to keep them away.
Gallagher says the approach is the same where he lives in Federal Way.
There's a lot of people without roofs over their heads trying to survive, and we got to have a little bit of feeling for their needs. You can't just wish them away. Where are they going to go?
Bill Pearson with Auburn Police says police do end up evicting the same people over and over.
It does become repetitive, but we have other citizens who do express some concern about the way they feel infringed upon by somebody who may decide to, let's say, camp in their alley and dump garbage, and those kind of things do get the attention of the normal citizens, so we're trying to balance it out.
In Auburn, as in many places, having any kind of criminal record can make it hard to get a job or get housing. For a homeless person penalized for basically being homeless, it can make for a vicious cycle that's hard to break out of. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.